Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jaylen Brown to Utah might have some legs there as well, according to Brett Siegel. So
that's tough for Jaylen Brown if that's the reality.
On which part? Having to live in Utah or having to play for the Jazz where they are right now?
C, all the above.
I actually would love to live in Utah.
I would hate Utah.
Why?
I don't ski. I don't snowboard. And so like the great appeal that Utah has is that they got these great mountains that you could ski all the time and you could snowboard and you could do all the winter sport activities. I'm not a big winter sport guy.
I kind of feel like Utah and Colorado are two states that whatever season you like or whatever lifestyle you like, they have for you. And you get the mountains without the mountain weather.
So Colorado's different. Colorado has all sorts of different, they have a great food scene. They have a great beer scene, oddly enough.
You tell me the Utah folk don't know how to cook?
I'm telling you that Utah's food scene isn't anywhere close to Denver's.
Oh,
Denver's food scene is like a top five in the country type food scene.
Hope we don't get aggregated on this one.
Utah's going to come after me. I'm really worried. Wait until you hear. I'm not saying that. We're not going down there. I had other Utah thoughts.
Let's talk about the Mormons. You best not miss.
Yeah. How did you know I was going to go after the Mormons?
Oh, no. I just meant in general, denying their food. I knew you were going to go after it because it was... That's the next thing we're going to take a swing at.
I mean, you were just waiting for me to do something.
That's just 2 plus 2. But yeah, I mean, even attacking their food, I bet you Mormons don't cook with
salt.
If
I was a big winter sport person, I think Utah would be great. I'm not a big winter sport person. We're a summer sport person.
So that's going on. We'll see if where Jaylen Brown does or doesn't end up. But we're talking about Kevin Stefanski.
Well, hold on. Have you ever been to Utah?
I've seen it on TV.
I've been to
Tahoe, and I've been to Salt Lake City.
Okay, so you've been to Salt Lake. I've been to Salt Lake as well. There's not much happening there.
Some of us like a quieter...
Relative to Colorado, it's like that is a hammer versus a nail fight.
What do you think has more going on, like, just around town? Salt Lake City or No-So?
North Solon? North Solon might have... As the quality of restaurants are better in North Solon than they are in Salt Lake City. There, I said it.
Can we rope?
I was there for like 3 days. I saw everything I needed to see. It's not very big, guys. I can't believe they hosted an Olympics there. It's unreal to me. But if you rope Chagrin Falls into the mix and you get Chagrin Falls and North Solon, there's no chance. There's no chance Salt Lake City can compete in my mind.
Yeah, if I just put North Solon and Chagrin and Auburn Township. And Manaway.
Like the main appeal for Salt Lake City.
If I just put like 12 towns together here.
The main attraction for Salt Lake City is the snow sports. I don't snow sports, so it is what it is. And am I taking up skiing? Do you think Jaylen Brown has taken up skiing?
Didn't you just take up golf within the last decade?
Yes, but I'm not taking up skiing at this point.
Why not? What's the difference? You're picking up a new sport.
Moving too fast. I'd rather not.
All right, that actually is fair. The margin for error in skiing is a little bit less than golf. I'll say that just in terms of like potential physical injury. So
you ask Donovan which one he prefers, Salt Lake City or No-So. I bet he'd say North Solon.
I guarantee you, Donovan's never been to No-So.
What are you talking about? Basically, he's going to be our next mayor. We have a great mayor in Solon. We're fine. We're happy with the one
No-So?
We have. It's the same mayor as South Solon.
They share.
I don't like this No-So branding. By the way, it's not working for anybody.
I think it's working for me.
We're going to get like a cease and desist from the letter of Solon, the great people of Solon, to be like, No-So, it doesn't work. Call it North Solon if you want, but No-So doesn't work for
anybody.
You're
the one that has divided Solon in basically a Solon Civil War.
I didn't
No-So
do anything.
Versus So-So.
It's just a reality. There's a North Solon, there's a South Solon. Just because Ken had never heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, I know, but you're putting pressure on it by bringing publicity to it. So maybe Donovan would be the mayor of No-So when they split apart.
Here's what I know. When he left Utah, there was a lot of articles about the things he didn't like in Utah, and we don't have that in North Solon.
Yet.
Not yet, ever.
I bet you I can find a few people who moved out of Solon who might have some things to say about No-So specifically.
Oh, you leave No-So out of it. You just want me to be No-So Johnny so I could be like No-Ho Hank.
I do think No-So Johnny.
You just love No-Ho Hank so much.
Between Johnny Pizzaland or Jonathan Pizzaland, excuse me, and No-So Johnny, do those two things just bring me glee? Yes. But that's not why I want it.
That's not why you want it.
No. I can have multi-purpose there. So we'll get to the Jaylen Brown stuff later in the show and on the 3 o'clock hour. But we're talking about PFF ranking Kevin Stefanski as the 10th best returning head coach in the NFL. I don't really have a problem saying it's possible we should be giving Stefanski more credit. It's just impossible to, because I think there's the Clevelander perspective on Kevin, which I think is earned because we've watched him coach. We've watched, and again, you're always a little tougher or lighter on people that you see up close versus the detached reality of national sports and the national perspective. So they're very rarely ever going to be simpatico with each other. But I think it's okay, especially coming off 3-14, that we're a little more critical. But yeah, I mean, I don't think, if you think he's a top 10 coach, I don't think you're right. If you think he's one of the worst coaches in the NFL, I don't think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I that probably does beg to, because there are people who say he's the worst coach in the NFL. It's not true. So yeah, we probably should give him a little bit more credit. And the problem is, the deeper we go into this, the less success we're having.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that I feel like a lot of the national media, they just give this pass to him because of the team that he's been in charge of coaching. And it's like, he's not held here against his will. He was here and he wanted to coach Deshaun Watson. That was part of the deal. And it hasn't worked out. And but then we just kind of look at it like, it's okay. You don't have to be great in these moments. Meanwhile, you go back to all the other quarterbacks that they then want to prop up and say, well, he can do this with anybody. Well, how about the quarterback that you had the most responsibility for in Deshaun Watson? I mean, he got injured, sure, but when he was on the field, he didn't do anything that you could go ahead and write home about.
And I mean, even specifically what you just said, when he was on the field, he didn't do anything. And they wasted last year trying to move to an offense when they probably should have done that first. And that's something that just isn't held against Kevin at all.
No one ever brings that up in a national perspective, and it's confounding to me.
So it is like we're in this weird position of, again, I don't think Kevin's a bad head coach.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pretty sure he's not a great head coach.
Let's put it this way. If Kevin got fired tomorrow, am I saying that's a raw deal he got? Absolutely not.
No, and by the way, you can say that and still think he can have success in a new venture if he picks the right job, if he gets another chance.
So I think that's the idea, though, is that like if you were to say, oh boy, he got hosed here, he never stood a chance, then you're more likely than not to think that there was other factors at play, whereas I put some of the other factors at his feet.
What's interesting about this is I think this perception is going to help Kevin very, very quickly rebound if they go 3-14 again this season. Because I don't think
at some point people have to start breaking away from what they initially thought of him.
I mean, if 3-14 last year and the way that they failed, and they failed spectacularly last year, he cannot be absolved of that. He's being absolved of that.
He is right now. I think eventually, I do think it will turn. I think it will. If you go 3-14 again, I think the national media will start to wisen up. I have an example for why I think is happening in Miami with Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel was, everyone looks at him like, oh, I got a buddy like that. He seems like a stoner. Just kind of seems like he's like best friends with Dan Soders. He's got a funny side to himself. Like, and you watch in the past year or so as people have just kind of just moved off this idea that he's some sort of offensive wonder and his relatability is off the charts and people love playing for him. I think that will happen to Stefanski this upcoming season.
You know what's interesting is I don't, because the Haslams are just so much more maligned.
And maybe that's his big shield.
Than Stephen Ross.
Maybe that's his big shield.
Despite the fact that they really have had roughly the same amount of success in the last 13 years of owning franchises.
Well, and Ross, too. I mean, he had all sorts of different issues pop up within himself, too. Think about the Tom Brady fiasco and scandal. Like, I mean, he's had his own things, too.
And did not stick to him.
I know.
The Haslams really are in the rarefied air of ownership groups where things have stuck to them. And it's funny, it's not the losing. Isn't that wild? It's not the losing. It's somewhere between the stuff that happened at Pilot Flying J and this Deshaun thing. And honestly, I don't even think it's just the Pilot Flying J stuff. Like, everything really started to stick to them in terms of people's perception and willingness to speak of, Jimmy's some sort of Svengali, or, you know, Kevin Stefanski's a Manchurian candidate. All that stuff really began post Baker Mayfield and during the current Deshaun thing, which speaks to, I think, some of the phoniness around the NFL
and
media.
The comical rewrite on that is the idea that everyone acts like the Browns were the only team involved in Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Like, he takes so much blame, and 12 teams were in on Deshaun Watson until he nailed it down to his final four.
I mean, Jimmy, I'm not trying to relitigate this, and nor do I want to take the show down this, but I make the point. Like, if we say, what's a worse sin? Convincing someone into making the worst trade in NFL history, or making sure the worst trade in NFL history got done. So coming up with the idea, germinating it, getting everybody on your side, and then talking an owner into the Deshaun trade versus, hey, he wants, we're out. Well, have you thought about giving him a fully guaranteed contract? I think one of the, I think one of those is far more insidious than the other, and it's Andrew Berry's role and Kevin's role in talking Haslam into moving off Baker.
Haslam's not a football guy. Like, I hate the idea that so many people always put that at the feet of Haslam, as if Haslam was the one scouting out Deshaun Watson and is supposed to be the one that's paid to know whether or not Deshaun can come back from the type of injuries that he went through and the time off that he went through. That's not his job. That's Stefanski and Berry's job. They have to be better in those moments.
But I look at Kevin and I go, there is still hope in me that this year, and I don't want to say this year that he can, all of a sudden I think differently of Kevin, but that there's still a chance here that Kevin can help right the ship, not in 1 year, but over the next 2 years, and maybe we can get back to putting Kevin in a position to be the best version of himself, which starts with Kevin, by the way.
Oh, you said not 1 year. I think that's interesting. I actually think if he gets Kenny Pickett to be awesome, or if he gets any one of these other quarterbacks to be awesome, and I say awesome, I'm not saying just like whatever, but awesome, where to the point where you go into the next draft and you're not taking a quarterback, and it's based off of him being that quarterback whisperer, then I do think Stefanski he'll fly into all these top 10 rankings. They'll be perceived as what he currently seems like he's being perceived as to PFF.
As long as you win. If he gets 10 wins, and Kenny, and I really do believe this, if he's at 10 wins, they're in the playoffs, Kenny Pickett's in the playoffs, and you're sailing forward.
You can do this in one season.
But if you're a 7-win team and Kenny Pickett looks really, really good, I don't think you're getting all the full credit. And maybe some of that, by the way, is baked in just to what you said. Maybe some of this is just baked in my thought that I don't think the quarterback's here. So that's why I kind of moved on to 2026 already.
I mean, think about the steal that people will be and the credit they'll be trying to give Stefanski based off of if you don't have to spend one of your first two or your two first round picks on quarterback, and you get to do skill position players or whatever actually helps out the team the most. I mean, you'll be paying off your weight in gold there.
I don't know it'll happen immediately, but if Kevin were to go through this season, they're 3-14 again. I don't know it'll happen day one. But over time, much like Kenny Pickett was sweet, sweet booty stank in Pittsburgh, and given a year and Philadelphia having team success that he gets credit for, all of a sudden it was Kenny Pickett got screwed in Pittsburgh, or Kenny Pickett was harmed by Pittsburgh. I guarantee you that same narrative will play out for Kevin Stefanski, even if this is another 3-14 season. Because here's the thing, the amount of passes he's been given, it's not just passes for 3-14 or 8-win seasons and 7-win seasons previously when they had a butt ton of talent on their team. It's the pass for Baker. It's a pass for Deshaun. Like, there's nothing. He is the Teflon Don of head coaches. Nothing has stuck to him from the national media. And that's why, I don't have any reason to believe something will stick to him going forward.
Yeah, if I keep going, it's kind of like doubting Mike Tomlin to have a winning record. It's like at some point I'll be right and he won't have a winning record. But how many years in a row can I suggest that he won't have a winning record? Like, I mean, 3 years, 4 years for Stefanski, we'll be like, eventually the national media is going to turn on what's going on here. And we could wake up 3-4 years down the road and they're like, there's none the wiser, I guess.
216-474-0092. Should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit as PFF ranks Kevin Stefanski as the 10th best returning head coach in the NFL, and this used to mean something. I'm not sure it does as much, at least, anymore in the NBA. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.